T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm laughing.
Actually, finally, I'll start before somebody finally said it on national television. I've been begging. Tell them it's a voter drive. Tucker Carlson and Mark Stein finally getting the courage to say, and it does take a lot of courage. They will destroy you. The closer you get to the truth, the hotter it gets in the kitchen in this country. You cannot speak the truth ever or else. Anyway, it's today's epic rant because they finally said it. Somebody did on national television. I've been waiting for this for weeks, the truth about what's really going on in this country with immigration, and that it's not immigration. One big voter drive, folks.
I'm laughing because this is one of about 10 stories that I know you've covered where the government shows preference to people who have shown absolute contempt for our customs, our laws, our system itself, and they're being treated better than American citizens. Now, I know that the left and all the little gatekeepers on Twitter become literally hysterical if you use the term replacement, if you suggest that the Democratic Party is trying to replace the current electorate, the voters now casting ballots, with new people, more obedient voters from the third world. But they become hysterical because that's what's happening, actually. Let's just say it, that's true. If this was happening in your house, if you were in sixth grade, for example, and without telling you, your parents adopted a bunch of new siblings and gave them brand new bikes and let them stay up later and help them with their homework and gave them twice the allowance that they gave you, you would say to your siblings, you know, I think we're being replaced by kids that our parents love more. And it would be kind of hard to argue against you because look at the evidence. So this matters on a bunch of different levels, but on the most basic level, it's a voting rights question. In a democracy, one person equals one vote. If you change the population, you dilute the political power of the people who live there. So every time they import a new voter, I become disenfranchised as a current voter. So I don't understand why we don't understand this. I mean, everyone wants to make a racial issue out of it. Ooh, the white replacement theory. No. This is a voting rights question. I have less political power because they're importing a brand new electorate. Why should I sit back and take that? The power that I have as an American, guaranteed at birth, is one man, one vote, and they're diluting it. No, they're not allowed to do that. Why are we putting up with this?
Well, that it's particularly interesting if you take small states like Vermont, for example, which has got a little more than 500,000 people. They're basically being the equivalent. You use the word replacement, but they're basically being rendered irrelevant just by the sheer numbers coming over the border in the course of any one year.
Darn right they are. I want to read something to you. I got an email from one of our listeners named Andy on Joya's emails. He's an attorney. He's been writing to me for years. And he was listening to yesterday's podcast called The End of Citizenship. And he's been listening to several of them. And I've been laying out how exactly this border problem can be solved and the voter drive can be halted because it's a coup. It's an electoral coup. And I'm so glad that Tucker Carlson, he's been working up to this for weeks. They finally said it. What it is on national television is not a crisis, not an accident, all deliberately engineered. Anyway, on a podcast that I did, if you ever listen to one, listen to the one that I did on March 24th, because it's about this. It's about being free and how for the first 100 years in America, because we recognized that it was unconstitutional for the federal government to do any border enforcement, they don't have the constitutional ability to do that. Neither does Congress. The only ability that they have in the Constitution to do anything is to set the terms of naturalization, i.e., these are the parameters you have to meet to become a citizen. They have no right to do border enforcement, and none was done by the federal government. And so if you look at what Biden's doing right now, he is impeding the states. He's not only not doing border enforcement, he is breaking federal law, which, by the way, is unconstitutional. And our courts have issued these unconstitutional rulings forbidding states from doing border enforcement. You cannot arrive at a more unconstitutional situation than that. The only people who should be doing border enforcement are the states. It should be Governor Abbott that is blocking and meeting them at the border with everybody who shows up. And Andy laid that out. He's an attorney, and he got so excited when he listened to my podcast from the 24th. It talks about how truly free that we were the first 24 years. It's called You've Never Lived Free, but you could. You could get it by texting Battleground to 71307. Here's what Andy, the attorney, wrote. Tara, listening to the show to catch up, I'm a freaking attorney, and I sent a letter to Governor Abbott and spelled it out for him. Abbott has the Texas state constitutional duty, let alone right, to defend his state against all invasions. That's exactly how it was done the first 100 years. When even Congress recognized in legislation it passed in the 1800s that it had no constitutional authority to do border enforcement. That means no ICE, no border patrol, no wall, none of it. Now, Abbott can build the wall. The governor can if he would like. He could deport whoever he wants. And that's how it was the first 100 years when we were still free in this country. He writes, Andy writes again, post 9/11 and in a worldwide pandemic, deadly disease, a reasonable border state governor would place the National Guard on their border and tell the feds to either do their sworn duty to protect and defend their citizens from foreign threats, or they, the governor, will, and cause the mother of all constitutional crises. Make Biden claim Texas has to let its people die, get diseases, and allow criminals and terrorists into their sovereign state. Arizona did not do a good job forming their legal argument to the Supreme Court in their case with Obama. Yeah, Arizona actually fought in a case and said, listen, we want to do our immigration enforcement. We are the only ones with the constitutional authority. Supreme Court, in an unconstitutional ruling, said they couldn't. Scalia, in the dissent, said, oh, yes, they can. Not only that, it's their duty. We've just forgotten. We forgot. And the problem with this, as I've been pointing out, if Governor Abbott were to ask his attorney general or legal experts, they'd turn right to the case law from the last 100, 150 years and say, you can't do it. You have to go back further. I don't even know if Abbott knows. So anyway, Andy, as an attorney, has written to Abbott to try to explain this to him. I'm trying to get these governors to understand they can deport. They are the only ones who can deport. Arizona, he said, did not do a good job forming their legal argument to the Supreme Court in their case with Obama. The dissent opinion nailed it. It's real simple. And if Houston is attacked with a dirty bomb from terrorists, you know, who've come over the border, as two already have, and many die and are wounded, watch how fast the governor acts as the people revolt en masse. Don't tell anyone, but the people of Texas could defend the border themselves. Absolutely they could. In fact, it's what they should do as a well-regulated militia. Andy writes, to protect their homes and towns for the same darn reasons. The people do not have to allow disease and terror acts simply because the government won't perform their sworn constitutional duties, period. Abbott should be impeached for failure to perform his sworn duty as governor. His in-bed relationship with the chamber clouds his judgment and honor, so says Andy. So we need to get people understanding this and governors understanding this. We need to get them in front of attorneys like Andy, who understand that the precedent you need is in the first 100 years. It's in the Constitution that we not only have to nullify what Joe Biden is doing, we have to nullify the Constitution, the Supreme Court, and their rulings, because they are unconstitutional. And yes, you can do it. People don't understand this. They think the Supreme Court is the be all and end all. It was intended to be the weakest of the three branches. That's it. Supreme Court doesn't have the power to decide any of this. Supreme Court doesn't have the power to tell state troopers, state police, police agents that they cannot round up illegals, that they have to let them drive on when they don't have a valid ID and they check the database and find out they're illegal. No way can the federal government or the courts bar that. Can't. Period. End of memo. We have the answer in front of us. Somebody's just got to have the cojones to go first. And folks, I'm here to tell you, you ask me all the time, what's the solution? This is the only solution. We don't have time for the ballot box. And anyway, it's the only constitutionally legitimate solution at this point. States have to reclaim their power. They have to. If you want to understand the history, and I go through the court rulings and the laws and how we got to this gross unconstitutional state, again, listen to the Battleground podcast from March 24th. It is called, you know, You've Never Truly Lived Free, But You Could. You could get it by texting Battleground to 71307. Send it to everyone you know in government, even if it's somebody in Wisconsin. We got to get this message out. The precedent is there. They just have to go back to the first 100 years of our republic, and they'll see it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yesterday there were 5, but now there's 4. So sad. Just 4 states left in the whole country that don't have constitutional carry. South Carolina, California, New York. Some outrageous about that. Yep, because the Tennessee governor just signed their constitutional carry bill into law. And that could happen here. I want to thank Greenville Representative Bobby Cox for the great work he's done on this bill. The really exciting news is not only did the South Carolina Constitutional Carry Act of 2021 pass, and I was trying to figure this out. Representative Cox texted me back. This is the bill with the Second Amendment sanctuary in it. By the way, Abbott just of Texas just said they're going sanctuary state, and we need to do that. We need to begin the nullification process. So I'm excited that's in the bill. Now, here's what has happened in South Carolina, and here's what you could do about it, okay? The House has passed this bill. That is fabulous. And it crossed, it's called crossover. It means crossover the Senate. Crossed over this week before the deadline. So they have gotten it over in time for the Senate to take it up this year. Now, the Senate, they're a bunch of weasels, okay? And what happens in this state, because we have open primaries, is, and a very red state, we have open primaries, Democrats run as Republicans. They're Democrats. So they are not going to want this bill to pass the Senate, and they would be mortified to be a Second Amendment sanctuary. So we need to take them to the woodshed. And you need to tell them that they will vote for it, or else. You're going to remember when you go to that ballot box. You're going to elect a real representative. So it's called the South Carolina Constitutional Carry Act of 2021. Here's what you do. You text the word CALL, C-A-L-L, CALL, to the text line, which is 71307. Text the word CALL to 71307. We will send you a link so you can find your state senator. Don't mess with the House members. They've already passed it. It'll give you your state senator. And links to email or call them. So you can find their site, you give them a phone call, call their office, or send them an email and tell them you want the South Carolina Constitutional Carry Act of 2021 to pass, or you will tell everyone you know for the rest of your life to vote them out of office. And I want to put you on notice. If you are a senator from the upstate, you will go on my list. We will not forget at election time if you vote against this. Do not even think about it. I will brand this into people's heads if you vote against it. Do not do it. It will be easier to just go along. Just push the yay button. Y-E-A, yay. South Carolina Constitutional Carry Act of 2021. Find your senator. Again, by texting CALL to 71307. So this is great. This would give us constitutional carry. We can now move out of the ranks of being like California, New York, and other post-constitutional states. We got back into constitutional America with the South Carolina Constitutional Carry Act, which gives us constitutional carry, i.e. we can carry our gun on us without having to conceal it, as we should. It is ridiculous we even have to ask our representatives for this permission. But whatever. And we become a sanctuary state and we tell Joe Biden to kiss it. So you need to contact your senators, not your House members, your senators. Your House members already did a good job. They already passed it. We need to contact our senators and tell them that this must pass. That's the South Carolina Constitutional Carry Act of 2021. Just tell them, and they'll know, pass the gun bill. They'll know what you're talking about. Tell them to pass the Constitutional Carry Act. Tell them you want it passed. And again, text CALL, the word CALL, C-A-L-L, CALL to 71307. Okay, we're going to make a big deal of this. Coming up in the next week, we are going to get this passed in the Senate, and there will be hell to pay if you do not vote for it. And you are within the sound of my voice. And those of you who remembered the spanking that we gave legislators over the tax increase will remember what that level of hell is like. It is not fun. It is easier for you to just go along if you are a senator. And yes, I know a lot of you listen to me. Just go along, vote yes, and be done with it. I don't want to have to take you to the woodshed, but I will. And I will not forget this at election time. So this is one of the most important things, because we literally have the Democrats gunning for our guns and our Second Amendment rights right now. We have Joe Biden saying there are no absolute amendments, perhaps in another time-space continuum, but not in this one. The amendments are absolute. That's why they're amendments, not laws. So here's what you need to do. Text CALL to 71307. Senator, your state senator, this is your state, not your federal senator, state senator, not your House member, state senator. That's who you need to stay on. And you know, if you don't hear back from them, keep sending them emails, keep phone calling them. That's okay. Let me tell you, I know you think it won't make a difference, but I'm telling you it does. I interviewed a legislator, first year I was here. And I was shocked to hear that, look, on most bills, we only hear from lobbyists. I mean, if we get like two phone calls, we're shocked from the public. So this is a chance to make an impact. Well, I should see the text line blowing up. I don't know. It's page after page after page. Don't let everybody else do your work for you. You need to tell them. You need to tell your state senators, we will not accept a no vote on this. Unacceptable. Not going to take that. So we need to become a sanctuary state. We need to do it now for guns. We need to act before Biden does. And this is a way that we can do this. And again, I want to thank Representative Bobby Cox for all of his hard work on this. He is a Greenville House representative. So good job, Bobby. Glad you got this done. In the House. So we need to get it passed in the Senate. So these are the rascals that already killed the women's sports bill. That would have prevented biological males from playing women's sports. So this is a mentality you're dealing with, okay? These people think they live in New York. They wish they lived in New York, but they're stuck with you. So I'm going to make this my mission in life to get this passed so that we will be ready for what the Democrats do. Because I'm telling you what, did you see Senator Joe Manchin? Did you see him? He's hanging on for now. He's saying, nope, I'm not going to end the filibuster. If he changes his mind in the next 16 months and Senator Kyrsten Sinema and in the U.S. Senate does that too, they're going to take your gun rights. We need this. There are two liberal Democrat senators protecting the filibuster right now in the Senate. The filibuster falls. They will get that gun bill through. And that gun bill is horrific. Horrific. Your ex-wife would have veto power over whether you own a gun. You'll be paying $800 in gun taxes every year or registering your guns or both. You don't want it. We need a sanctuary state. We need it now. Text CALL to 71307. All right, so we got some folks on the text line and on the phone, and I'm just going to summarize what they're saying. That the leaders of the state Senate do not want the Constitutional Carry Act of 2021 to pass. And we've heard this from Bobby Cox on the show, too. He is the House member who sponsored it and got it through the House. I know. And that's why it's important to put so much pressure on our senators here from the upstate, because the leadership needs to hear from them. So you need to tell them to pass the 2021 Constitutional Carry Act, which does have the sanctuary state designation for South Carolina in it. And they need to tell their leadership that it has to pass. It's got to pass. We are not going to put up with Luke Rankin and the other folks up there messing up with this. So that's what's got to happen. They need to do more than just vote for it. They need to let their leaders know the pressure that they are getting to vote for it. That's really important. All right, I want to jump into this, you know, kind of what's going on here, because it's very interesting to see. Joe Biden came out and he lied to the world. He said his tax increase that would give us the highest corporate tax rate in the whole OECD, which is basically the industrialized nations. He said, no, it's going to be great. We'll be fine. But China has a corporate tax rate 4 points lower, and they have almost no regulation, Joe. No, he says it'll be fine. It's going to be great. Nobody's going to go to China. Okay, well, the ones who don't go to China will go out of business in that environment. Well, Joe's not too bright, because he didn't get his whole administration on the same page with him when he did it. And the same day, he's like, no, man, come on, man. It's going to be great when we have the highest corporate tax rate in the world. You're going to love it. It won't hurt anything. Janet Yellen, his Treasury Secretary, came out and said, yeah, it's going to put us at the bottom. And her solution was to form a cartel with the other countries, and they would all sign a pact to wreck their economies together so that everyone would have the same corporate tax rate. Let me tell you what. Chinese are never going to go along with that. So at the same time, Joe's telling you, no, ain't no big deal. It's great. So raise the taxes, it'll be fine. It's not going to hurt anybody. His own Treasury Secretary is like, yeah, well. So we got to get everybody in a suicide pack or we're going down. Real good coordination there, guys. You think Circleback could have gotten in there and straightened that whole thing out, but whatever. Well, now we have this. A study from Rice University economist John W. Diamond and George R. Zodrow calculating the devastating effects of increasing the corporate tax rate to 28%. And you know what that is? 1 million jobs gone in the first 2 years. 1 million jobs gone in the first 2 years. That is the short-term damage to the economy inflicted by Biden's tax hikes and repeals of Trump's pro-manufacturing policies. Okay, I want to read this to you so you can understand what we're up against here. This is the CEO of the National Association of Manufacturers, Jay Timmons. Quote, after decades of, he's talking about the Biden tax hikes and how devastating they'll be. After decades of advocating for a tax system that provided competitive rates and modern international tax provisions, manufacturers in America kept our promises. Following the enactment of the 2017 tax reforms, we raised wages and benefits. We hired more American workers. We invested in our communities. If we undo those reforms, all of that will be put at significant risk, he says. Manufacturing workers will lose out on jobs, growth, and wages. We should be building on that progress, not rolling it back. But the conclusion of this study is inescapable. Follow through with tax hikes that give other countries a clear advantage, and we will see far fewer jobs created in America. That is a bloodbath. 1 million jobs in 2 years? Wow. The study also found the U.S. would lose the 1 million jobs in the first 2 years. There are many more lost in years after. GDP, that's the size of our economy, would shrink by $117 billion by 2023. And that's just the beginning. Ordinary capital investments in equipment and infrastructure, that would be $80 billion, yes, less by 2023. So a lot of what that means is people in other industries going to lose jobs too. Here's what Timmons, the head of the National Association of Manufacturers, says. Quote, there are some who are well-meaning and have suggested the U.S. corporate tax rate should increase, but not by as much as the 28% proposed. Unfortunately, what that means is that America will still lose jobs and investment, just not quite as much. America just can't afford that, especially now. Now, folks, I have explained to you, and if you listen to the Battleground podcast, you understand this. In the past, this would have been about, yeah, we're going to bleed jobs, we're going to bleed, you know, GDP percentages, we're going to bleed part of our economy. It's going to hurt. We're going to go back to the way it was under Obama and the pain of those times. We will. But that was all that would happen back then, folks. We're in a different place right now. We are in a death match with China. I cannot emphasize this to you enough. They want and have been telling us for 30 years, their goal is to take our reserve currency. That is why we can print and China cannot. If their economy passes ours, and this bill will guarantee it does with these tax hikes, not only will we bleed manufacturers to China, not only is American manufacturing essentially done, we will lose our reserve currency status, and the value of the dollar bill will plummet and drop like a rock. There's no committee we can appeal to. Millions of individual investors every day decide the value of that dollar and whether it remains the world's reserve currency, i.e. the currency everybody wants to be in because it's the safest. That is perception. And when we no longer have the largest economy on earth and we are slated between 2025 and 2030 to lose that mantle to China, we lose our reserve status. What does that mean? We have no way to pay off our debt. None. The government collapse? Yeah, I'd put it at 50-50 odds. Take the economy with it? Probably. But it's not going to matter. The dollar, the value of the dollar will crash. We are talking about a financial collapse, catastrophe. So before it was just a matter of misery and joblessness and lack of growth and stagnation and drug overdoses and buildings that never get painted again in former manufacturing towns. You've seen what the towns around here look like. You've seen what it did. The whole country is going to go that way. Joe don't care. I'm here to tell you, Joe doesn't care. That's what's on the line. Our currency reserve status, the very value of the dollar. The dollar is grossly overinflated by the demand for the dollar that is created by a reserve currency status. China has told us we want to take it. And Joe's bill does it. So this isn't just about taxes and the tired old arguments, conservative, liberal. This, we are beyond conservative and liberal now. We are in pure, high adrenaline, high octane survival mode. And our political class either refuses to see it or would like the country destroyed. I don't know which it is. That's how big of a deal this is. I cannot emphasize it enough. And when you have the head of the National Association of Manufacturers saying this is going to be a million job bloodbath. But folks, you got to understand something, okay? The Democrats don't want manufacturing jobs. Every one of them comes with a carbon footprint. They will never do anything that will create a manufacturing job. Notice when Joe talks about jobs, what does he talk about? Well, the government will buy American and that'll create jobs. He never talks about the private sector creating them because he does not want the private sector to create them. I will never forget in 2016, in 1 week, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Hillary was running for office, and Bernie Sanders all told us what the real agenda was in the course of a week. Bernie said he wanted to get rid of trucking. It had too high of a carbon footprint. How goods and services would get to you, I have no freaking clue. I don't know. Bernie didn't say. And then Hillary said she wanted to do away with fracking that same week. And Obama said he wanted to do away with oil. Okay. That is who they are. That is what they stand for. That is what they will do. This will devastate this country. And as you know, you live here in Greenville. You know what manufacturing is like. It is very economically diverse. There's blue collar workers. There's middle class workers. There's upper class workers. There's management. Everybody's job's on the line right now. It's not just a million jobs. It's the reserve currency and then the economy. It's the reserve currency, then the dollar, then the economy, in that order. That's what's on the line, folks. All the marbles. I keep thinking somebody, like Fox Business, somebody like is going to have somebody on to explain this at some point. I don't think people understand. And you got these loons on the left like, yeah, let's get the big guys. You can't get the big guys without taking down the economy, perhaps for generations, just so you know. Your lights aren't going to turn on either. It's not just going to be the rich guy that you think you hate. And here is Ron and Grr, as they say it in Grr. Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Really enjoyed listening to you. Learned a lot from you. Hey, just want to kind of give you a heads up and the people know. Luke Rankin, he is the Senate chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Mm-hmm. And if he don't bring that bill, the Constitution carry bill, to the floor, it's kind of useless. So we need to find, and he don't, you know, he mainly listens to his constituents. So if you know anybody that lives in Horry County that is one of his constituents, my suggestion would be to call them, get them to email him. You can also email him. It's LukeRankin@scsenate.gov. But he has to bring that bill to the floor. He's almost the person with the most control over the whole thing at the moment.
And you're absolutely right about that. And that's why I was talking about earlier that you need to also ask your Greenville senators to put pressure on Rankin as well. If there's a groundswell for this, we don't want him thinking he's got to fight it. But Horry County, as you know, is Myrtle Beach. So if you know anyone who lives in Myrtle Beach out there at the coast, absolutely. And this guy is just very much hostile to guns. He claims to be a Republican, but he's not really. So absolutely. But we got to get this through because we have got to be prepared for the assault the Democrats could do, Ron. And you know this because right now everything bad is merely theoretical. Because all the things the Democrats want to do, stack the Supreme Court illegally, give Washington, D.C. statehood, get themselves two new senators in the process, unconstitutionally usurp state voting rights, ban voter ID, pack the Supreme Court so it acts more like a legislature that responds to the DNC, take your gun rights. I mean, that gun bill is, I mean, there's no words for that gun bill up there that they're contemplating right now. I mean, $800 a year insurance you'd have to buy, $200 a gun tax. You have to register your guns if you want to keep them. You would have to get a psychological evaluation for everyone in your home to have the gun. I mean, this is cuckoo stuff. So we need, I mean, at any moment now, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who's a Democrat, and Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, who is also a Democrat, they are the only two people keeping this stuff from passing because right now the filibuster is still in place. So, you know, you need 60 plus votes in the Senate to get anything through. And our Senate's divided, you know, right down the middle. So if you did away with the filibuster, if they vote to do away with the filibuster, which only takes 50 plus one votes, then all this stuff's going to sail through. You're not going to recognize your Supreme Court. Courts are going to answer to the Democrat Party and no one else. You are not going to recognize your circuit courts. Voter ID will be banned outright, both for registration and for elections. And any hope of, I mean, that'll affect states right down to city council elections. I mean, it'll be a Democrat takeover with massive fraud. And there's two people standing in the way. And they're also protecting your gun rights because that gun bill will sell through. So we need to anticipate that these two will eventually crack and that they won't be able to hold for another, you know, 16 months or whatever until we can take either the Senate or the House back. I mean, it's a miracle they've held this far, and it's already April. I mean, the pressure on them is unbelievable. So we need something more than just depending on a couple of Democrat senators to keep our gun rights. We need more of that. And by the way, that gun bill, I mean, you will see sections of gun stores close. You'll see kinds of guns banned and that are not currently banned. Limits on magazine capacity. I mean, it's a mess what's up there. So we need the sanctuary city in play, a sanctuary state in place so that we are ahead of the Democrats. I mean, God forbid they did it in the middle of the summer, right? I mean, we're not even in session in the legislature. You'd have the feds in here shutting down, you know, parts of gun stores, whole aisle of your gun store will disappear. You're going to be registering your guns or not. You'll be a criminal at that point. I mean, that's your choice. Or you could turn them into the federal government if that's the gun bill they get through. That was the one, by the way, that Circleback, Jen Bullhockey-Saki, referred to when talking about what the Democrats intend to do. So, I mean, this will come quick. It's going to run right down the pike. And we have to be prepared with sanctuary state status. And we're not going to have time to mess around, wait 6 months, 8 months for our legislature to get their rear end gear. So text the word call to 71307 and tell them to pass the South Carolina Constitutional Carry Act. It does have the 2A sanctuary in it. And you need to tell them that they need to tell their leadership, including Luke Rankin, that they want to vote. You want to vote on this. And you know their names. You know who does it. And all that. So text the word call and we'll send you a link and you can find your senator. So you want to email your state senator, not your House member. They've already passed this bill. They did a good job. You want to email or call your state senator. And that link will help you put your address in, find out who it is. Okay. Have a wonderful weekend. I will be back on Monday with guns blazing. Unless, you know, that sort of thing is illegal by Monday. Who knows? Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.